It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our weekly Mindful Monday session. Today we get a 30-second mindfulness practice technique that will help lead to less stressful living. Enjoy.
Mindfulness. It's really become quite the buzzword in recent times, even though mindfulness practices have been used for millennia. Most of us are in agreement that mindfulness practices are a positive thing and would benefit our life. There's an abundant amount of research illustrating the positive effect that mindfulness practices have on quality of life, improved focus, and decreased stress. From Fortune 500 companies to elementary schools, mindfulness practices are being used every day in practical application and controlled studies with wonderful outcomes. Unfortunately, most of us tend to pump the brakes when we think about sequestering even a small amount of time or quiet space to practice mindfulness. You might think to yourself, a quiet space? 10 minutes? What? Forget it. I don't have time. We allow, out of survival in the moment, we allow screaming children, occupational pressures, general life stress, and technological distractions to consume our precious minutes. The result of brushing mindfulness practices aside is more stress and a decreased quality of life. What if I told you that the benefits of mindfulness could be obtained in as little as 30 seconds in almost any setting? You might think that I'm selling snake oil, or at a minimum, it's too good to be true. The reality is, it is true and is being done regularly by people that I've trained in the method that I'm about to share with you, ranging from elite athletes to doctors to parents. I first developed the technique I call the 3x3 method when my daughter was about 1 year old. For those of you with children, you know that parenting brings about great joy, but also an incredible amount of stress. I found myself experiencing increased muscle tension, headaches, and anxiety as I rushed from home to work, to home to the playground, to home to bed to work, to home to the playground, and on the carousel went. I became extremely uncomfortable, and so I set out to do something about it. Now, as a psychotherapist working in the high-pressured environment of the Silicon Valley, I am inherently passionate about mindfulness techniques. Thought I had it in the bag. I set out to give it a try. Unfortunately, I fell right into the hurry, 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 I don't have time trap. What'd that get me? More stress, more headaches, more anxiety, the whole thing. I kept plugging along and still had very little positive result. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try and get some feedback. I started wearing a heart rate monitor to gauge my physical response to different techniques that I was trying. Kept plugging along and still was not having the type of result that I had hoped for until I paired one of the most basic breathing techniques alongside one of the most basic mindfulness techniques. That's when it clicked. That was the game changer. My heart rate began to drop consistently. My psychological responses to stressors in the environment were significantly altered. Thus, the 3x3 method was born. The 3x3 method is extremely simple. All you're going to do is identify one physical object in the environment, name it, and take one deep breath and repeat it 3 times. Now keep in mind, most everyone that I've trained in this model looked at me like I was spouting nonsense until they tried it. So you're not alone if you're feeling that same way right now. And don't worry, we're going to do it together in just a minute, okay? You want to do it together?
Yeah.
All right. So I want you to find three physical objects in your environment. It can be anything. It can be your desk, someone sitting next to you, your computer screen, a lamp, literally anything. It's important not to fall into a particular trap that I've seen many people fall in, and that is to add subjective descriptors to the object, like, that's my favorite stool, or I really like Johnny. When we add these subjective descriptors, adjectives, etc., it brings about subtle emotional reactions that muddle the process. So you're simply going to say, that's a stool, nothing else. And when you name the object, you're going to do so in your mind, not out loud. If you're doing this at work or on the bus or on the train, people might start to think, you know, you're having a little trouble that day, okay? And when you take your breath, you're going to do so through your nose or your mouth, whatever's comfortable for you. Ultimately, it is best if you choose the objects yourself, but for the sake of this talk and for us to do it together and things to be expeditious, I've picked out three objects for us. This pointer, that stool, and this screen. Ready to give it a try together? All right, here we go. That's a pointer. Take a deep breath. That's a stool. Deep breath. That's a screen. Another deep breath. So, how do you feel? A little less stressed? A little more relaxed? It's good, right? And it's insanely simple. I even use it at night if I wake up worried about the children or work or whatever it is and I can't get back to sleep. And you better believe that I was using it behind that curtain before coming out here today.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.